Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Luke and also Paul's letter in Galatians. First out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, familiar passage that we've read a couple times in the last few weeks, and you may have heard it elsewhere. Luke 24, beginning of verse 1, "But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, 'Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead.'" And then Paul's letter written to the church of Galatia, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And he says this, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Well, it was nearly 20 years ago now that I traveled to Scotland for a week of golf on some of the historic courses of the game. What made the trip especially memorable was that I took it with my precious son Nathan, as the two of us joined seven other father-son pairings from around the country on that trip. Our host for the trip was New York Times bestselling author James Dodson and his son Jack. Jim has since become a dear friend and has offered much helpful advice to me regarding Impact for Living and to Nathan as he began and continues in his writing career. Jim has written over 17 books, a number of them made into movies, and he continues as a dear friend when we talk often on the phone when we can't visit together. Well, throughout that week in Scotland, we traveled the Scottish countryside and played courses all over Scotland, including where golf began, at the famous Old Course in St. Andrews, Scotland. And while in the historic town of St. Andrews, Nathan, being the sensitive young man that he is, arranged a memorable moment for both of us. One evening, before we were to play the Old Course at St. Andrews the next morning, Nathan walked us onto the beach nestled between the first fairway of the Old Course and the body of water called the Firth of Forth. Nathan informed me after we had walked to the beach and were standing there on that beach that some of the scenes from one of my favorite movies of all time, Chariots of Fire, were filmed at that very spot. It was a very special moment then, especially with Nathan, and it continues to be a special moment in my memories, as you can tell. There's one scene in the movie that takes place at the conclusion of a track and field event where Eric Little, one of the central figures in that true story, is speaking in the rain against a backdrop of open umbrellas, protecting a group of spectators who had gathered to hear him share after he had competed in the track meet. As the rain continued to fall steadily on that gathering assembled on the now quiet track, Eric compares faith to running in a race, and he asks this question, "Where does the power come from to run the race?" As he continues, the rain begins to slow, and then it stops, and one by one, the umbrellas are folded away. And then as everyone is standing in the now glorious sunshine of the day, Eric answers his own question when he says, "It comes from within. The power to run the race comes from within. The kingdom of God is within you through the love of Christ." That, Eric continues to say, is where the power and hope comes from to run the race. It comes from within. And that's what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians. "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." My friends, we're now 1 month on the other side of yet another Easter celebration. I wonder if we, each of us, you and me, feel that sense of power within. The power of the risen Christ is what we were all reminded of again 4 weeks ago in the celebration and recollection of that eternally remarkable day, which occurred over 2,000 years ago. It was a day which began, though, in continuing despair from what had occurred 3 days earlier on Friday, a day we call Good Friday, when the disciples and other devoted followers, like Mary Magdalene, had seen Christ hanging lifeless on the cross. While he hung there on that Friday, Roman soldiers divided his garment into four groups, one for each of them, but drew lots for his more highly prized tunic, since it was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. All done while they were sitting right below his feet as he hung on the cross above them, breathing his last breaths. Then 3 days later, his devoted followers came to the borrowed tomb where Christ's body had been laid to anoint it with spices, believing they would find his lifeless body when they arrived. Christ had told them what would happen 3 days later, but they didn't believe him. They were so distraught, in despair, having seen him on the cross, and they didn't believe it. Sunday had come, but they were still at Friday. The power of the risen Christ was not within them. And when they arrived, they were told he was not there. The angels at the tomb reminded them of what Christ had told them, that he would be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, buried, and on the third day, rise to life again. Yet they came that morning with their hearts and minds still at Friday, and then, seeing the empty tomb and listening to the angels, they were filled with the hope of Sunday. He was risen. They now remembered his earlier words to them. And in that moment at the tomb, Mary and the disciples and others there went from tragedy to triumph, from defeat of Friday to the triumph of Sunday, from hopelessness and despair to hope and victory. They saw, they remembered, and they believed, from the cross to the empty tomb. Where does the power come from? It comes from within, my friends. It comes from a belief deep within each of us that the tomb is empty, a belief in the risen Lord. And that power is ours when we believe what he did and ask Christ into our lives to guide and direct us, to help us become the very best we can be, and most importantly, to assure us of eternal life with him. And in that moment, when we ask him into our lives, we begin to move from the difficulties and disappointments of all the Fridays of our lives to the promises and triumphs of Sunday, the Sunday of the risen Christ. Eric Little reminded those folks in the rain shower that day and reminds us with his words today, that's where the power comes from to run the race we are on. So, where are you in your life today? Are you still at Friday in some part of your life? Do you understand that we are 4 weeks on the other side of the hope-filled reminder of Easter? Do you remember? Are you filled with the hope of the risen Christ, or do you feel despair and defeat within? Are you still at Friday in some part of your life? Do you still seem to have more to do than you could possibly handle or deal with? A career maybe has hit the wall. A relationship is gone and lost. A file full of expectations of others that you can't and really shouldn't have to meet is there in front of you. A closet full of trophies and awards and recognition from so many others are there. A bank full of money and all the worldly comfort and things that anyone could ever want, and you still feel empty, unfulfilled, and unsatisfied in life. What is it that has just hit you full in the face, which you never saw coming? An illness maybe has returned? A diagnosis, first-time diagnosis of cancer? A loved one passes? Your child is struggling and you don't know how to help them? What is it that is trying to pull you down and drag you to the side of the road? Do you recall again the reminder of the scripture we read a few minutes ago from Luke? The same reminder of 4 weeks ago for us to embrace. It will be the same reminder which will be there in 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, or years from now. That the power of the risen Christ, as Paul said, is within you and will never leave you. He is risen, as we read in Luke. That's the message of the Easter celebration we just observed. His work on the cross for us, for you and for me, is finished. The tomb in which he was laid is empty. He is alive. And with Christ in our lives, no matter what we are going through, no matter what we face, that power of the risen Christ within us will carry us and make a path through whatever we face today and every day. Christ has risen. Christ is alive. That's the power within, available to each of us to run the race. And that's all the power that you and I will ever need. By the way, the next day, we all teed off on hole number one of the old course, right next to the Firth of Forth, where Nathan and I had stood on the beach the evening before. And even though I had butterflies that I hadn't had in 20 years, I think all because where I was standing on that old course first tee box, I hit my drive right down the middle of the fairway and ended up with a par on the first hole at the old course at St. Andrews. No doubt, as Eric Little would say, if he had been standing there on the beach alongside us, it came from the power within. Well, maybe, maybe not. But let me ask you, what are you facing? The power of Christ within is all you need to face whatever, to run the race. It comes from him. It comes from within. Believe it. Live your life with it. Live your life with him. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminder 4 weeks ago of Easter. But Easter is today and tomorrow and yesterday, 1 minute from now, is every day, every moment. The tomb is empty. You are risen. You've got us. Thank you, Lord, for that reminder every day that's with us. Help us to embrace it, to remember that the power is within us. It is you alive within us. That's all the power we will ever need. Help us then, Lord, just to embrace it, move forward with you, follow you into all that you want us to be and all that you've created us to be, while also touching the lives of others and helping them to the same, to a saving knowledge of you and then finding out all that you created them to be so that they too might be all that you want them to be, touching the world for good. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all the good that you call us to do, all the good that it will mean to us, but more than anything, all the glory it will bring to you. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.